This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado added more than 4,500 jobs in June, another strong month for the job market. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
June marked the third straight month of job gains, following a couple of lackluster months earlier in the year. Still, some parts of the state's economy are losing jobs, particularly sectors that are sensitive to higher interest rates like real estate. Federal officials have raised interest rates in an effort to combat inflation. State economist Ryan Gedney says the real estate job market will take a little while to recover.
I do anticipate it to probably look depressed for the remainder of this year and maybe into next year.
Colorado's unemployment rate was 2.8% in June. It's been pretty steady for the better part of a year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A Larimer County Sheriff's deputy will not face criminal charges after he tasered a man on Interstate 25 in Fort Collins. The man, 28-year-old Brent Thompson, ran from the deputy and was hit and killed by an oncoming car. Thompson's friends say he was afraid of police because he was addicted to fentanyl. They say he didn't want to go to jail because he'd have withdrawal symptoms. His mother, Karen K. Thompson, says her son wanted to get better.
He was trying to do better and get better. He really was, and I just feel like he would have succeeded.
Thompson's family plans to sue Larimer County. All the rain Colorado has had this year helped to delay the 100-degree weather that's already arrived to other parts of the Southwest. Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson explains why.
Because we've had so much rain, there's so much moisture in the soil that a lot of the energy that would go to just giving us a really hot day goes to evaporating the water out of the soil.
But it is heating up this week. Denver's forecast high today is 99. Grand Junction could hit 102 degrees, and it's staying hot in western Colorado all week long. In Fort Collins, 98 this afternoon. In Vail, a chance for rain, and mountain highs in the mid-80s. This is CPR News.